Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, we normally have Elliot on the phone at 3 o'clock on Fridays, but we have Elliot in person today. That's how bad that game was last night. Elliot brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Good to see you on a Friday, Elliot.
Wow, being in here makes me feel so much like a Tuesday, but it's a Friday.
Yes.
So I guess there's a little bit of good news today.
Is there?
Well, it's Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
And you're here.
And I'm here. Yeah. And I'm going to get to talk Phillies with Jack. What else, you know, what else would be better?
How sad are you?
Somebody gave me a happy Friday earlier.
No
more happy Fridays.
You punch him in the stomach?
Enough already with happy Friday. Well, do you want to, what is, now you were a break the team up, Phillies, chokers, blah, 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 blah. Now that the series is over, where are you at on it?
Yeah, I'll just be honest. Like, they kind of won me over a little bit on the last two games, just to be completely fair. Like, they did something I didn't think they would do, and they fought back. Like, they lost, for sure, and the top of the lineup didn't show up, and Bryce wasn't good, and all those things are still true. But watching them the last two games, I did not think they had that fight in them. Like, had they won the game last night, and they didn't, obviously, but I was getting ready to say this is the most I've believed in them since 2022. Like, I thought what they showed was admirable. Now, that being said, I do think their main flaws still showed up. Like, they are a sloppy team. I think that's on Topper. The top of their lineup didn't show up. That's on them. But I leave this series feeling like really confident in Sanchez. I didn't have a ton of confidence going into the playoffs because he'd never had that ace role before, but he completely stepped up. Lizardo was awesome. Ranger was awesome. They made some great defensive plays last night. The Bader at bat, I know he didn't get a hit, but I thought that was encouraging. Like, they went toe-to-toe with the Dodgers, and they lost. But they did not get embarrassed. They did not wilt. Like, Arizona, they choked. The Mets, I thought they were embarrassing. They just lost this one, and it sucks, but they didn't lose in a fashion where after game two, I was ready just to, like, disband them. I left last night thinking, run it back. Now, that's emotional right now. Who knows? But they won me over, if that makes sense.
They fought.
That's impressive, man.
Yes. Well, I've got to be honest.
Yes. That's, like, growth, yeah, man. That's, yeah, growth, man.
That was beautiful. I'll talk Phillies with you all day.
Exactly right. Now I can get a text back.
Well, I think this series was indicative of their season. It was in that's what they did all season. I think that's why we all felt different heading into the playoffs,
because
they responded.
But the regular season didn't really do it for me. Like, I needed to see it in the playoffs.
Oh, right. Sure.
And I saw it in the playoffs.
Yeah, they were. It sucks to. It felt that the series itself felt like the Knicks-Sixers series from 2 years ago to me. Not that the Dodgers are much better than Knicks were, but the whole time, the Sixers felt like they were right there, and mm-hmm. they were trying hard, and they were down 3-1, just like the Phillies were down 2-0. And at the end of it, I wanted to be mad. I just wasn't.
Now, that was when Ike started sweating, yelling at you before we even started the show. Remember that, Ike?
Yeah. Well, you guys were at Chickie's. I was in my house in North Jersey.
Oh, yes.
And I was just there for the first half hour of the show.
Yeah.
Just to get Ike to. I was just staring. I remember it distinctly. Jack asked me what I thought. I said essentially what I just said.
Classic Sixers apologist.
And then Ike goes, "Are you done?" And I said, "Oh, yeah. Okay." Remember, that's very early in the show, too. I mean, we'd right. only been on together for a few weeks.
Honeymoon phase. Yeah. Yes.
And I had no idea what was going on. I couldn't even look at him. I was just getting yelled at over the line.
Well, the other part of it, too, honestly.
That was less yelling at you as it was I was yelling about.
I know.
Like, the bats on the Dodgers didn't do much either. So if they would have
scored more runs, had more hits, hit more home runs, struck out fewer times, drew more walks, stole more bases.
Yeah.
They essentially outplayed the Dodgers in four games.
Can I make a soccer reference that makes sense here?
Yes. Mm.
So in soccer, they do this thing called expected goals, right? Where it's like, who creates more chances? And there's a lot of times in soccer where you're the better team, you don't finish your chances, but you dominate the game. I kind of think the Phillies, in a weird way, like either outplayed or like if you play that series 10 times, they win it a decent amount of times. Like game two, they probably end up winning it, right? Game three, obviously, they win the majority of those. And last night was a true 50-50. Like they went toe-to-toe with them and they lost. And I think one of the reasons I don't feel as down about the bats is because Ohtani didn't do anything. Freeman didn't do anything. Mookie Betts had his moments, but he didn't dominate. If the stars on the Dodgers would have dominated, it would have made me feel worse about the Phillies stars not dominating. But it was a pitching matchup. The Phillies pitchers went toe-to-toe, if not outpitched the Dodgers pitchers. And they just got bad breaks. Like, it is what it is. Like, sometimes you play well and it just doesn't go your way. And I can't leave this series. Like, I don't know if I would re-sign Schwarber because he is old and it's a lot of money. But if they run it back, I will enter next season feeling differently than I expected to feel based off the fight they showed.
Wow.
You totally disarmed me. I got nothing for it.
Like Rocky said at the end of Rocky IV, if you guys can change and we can change,
I'm always open to change.
We all
mind.
Can change.
Yeah, I got nothing. That's...
Wow.
That's very good, Elliot.
Wow. I feel like we should all hug and go home.
Yeah, it's good analysis. I like what I hear there.
Thank you.
I like it.
Maybe it was because I got to watch that and ignore the Eagles for part of the game last night. Yeah. That's why it looked so impressive to me as opposed to what I was seeing live.
So speaking of the Eagles last night, where does that, in the Nick Sirianni era, where does that rank in terms of embarrassing defeats? It has to be up there.
I mean, it's certainly top five. If you want to include 2021, that loss to the Raiders was really bad in Las Vegas. What?
Top five.
Last in terms night? Of oh, embarrassing
yeah.
losses?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
It was rough.
I got five losses just from 2023.
Yeah, but yeah. I think 2023, there were bad losses in there for sure. I do think this has a feeling of, it feels like 2023, and a feeling of, it was an eye-opening loss for me. Like, it was a loss where this thing is broken. It does not mean it can't be put back together. Mm-hmm. Nick's good at putting things back together. They have the 10 days to do it. But that product on the field is a broken team. Like, I don't want to hear anything about scheme from anybody. This is not about running more from under center. This team is broken at the core right now. They can't do anything well. They're playing sloppy. And, like, they got to put it back together. And so we'll see if they can do it. But this is not, like, I have my idea of who is the most to blame. But this is not one person.
Are you keeping secrets? Who's
well,
the most
to blame? I think it's Jalen. Jalen was awful last night.
Awful?
Well, all right, awful strong. I gave him a D.
Man.
I gave him
okay.
a D.
Right,
he was really
well, you
bad.
Started an F, by the way.
Yeah.
I upped him from an F to a D.
Okay.
I do think there were some encouraging signs in the
passing. I thought he played well in the first half.
Yeah, but then when you miss that Devontae throw, when you make the interception, and he's doing it again where there are plays to be made that he is not making. And it's not the ones that are obvious like Devontae. Like in the, I think it was the third quarter, they're 5 yards from the end zone. AJ is open for a touchdown, and it's not the interception play. It's another one where if Jalen just throws it when AJ cuts, it's a touchdown. But instead, he holds it. He's looking that way. He scrambles to the right, and he ends up throwing it out of the back of the end zone to Saquon. There's just too many times where guys are open, and Jalen's not throwing it.
Okay. Guys or AJ? Because it seems like Dallas Goedert gets all his targets.
Well, I was going to say, so I would say AJ. Yeah, I would say AJ.
Yeah.
Because Goddard's open, Devontae,
So here, all I'm doing is trying to workshop this thing. Because I think it's more of a them issue than
AJ
it is.
And Jalen.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So can we go from AJ being upset about not getting targets to possibly he's pissed the quarterback off to where he don't want to throw him the ball anymore? You cause all this noise around the team, around the passing game, which indirectly is having fingers pointed at me, and everybody wants to blame me for you not getting the ball. You think at some point the quarterback gets pissed off about this? Like, in other words, would Kevin Petullo get pissed off if everything was being pointed at him like he's the reason? I would imagine yes. Now, he's not going to say it. He's not going to say it, but he's going to get irritated by that when he knows he's putting all this work in to put these schemes in, to put these plays in, and to have them go out there and run them and execute them only to be set, only to be viewed as you're the problem with the team. You're the first-year OC. You don't know what you're doing. I'm only saying this to say is that we need to start thinking about the, I guess, the trickle-down effect of AJ's unhappiness as an individual player and what that's doing. Now, the quarterback, because he's been thrown in the eye of the storm, right? I don't know. I'm seeing times when he looks there and he won't throw the ball.
I agree. Yeah.
So subconsciously, maybe he don't want to throw the ball to AJ. I don't know that.
Yeah, that's a question only he could answer. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. All I'm saying is that's the type of stuff that needs to be worked out, and that's why their relationship and whether or not they are getting along does matter. Because, again, I'll say it, subconsciously, this may be happening. I'm not forcing the ball to AJ. Mm-hmm. You know, what happened in Tampa? They were running the offense in the first half. They come out in the second half. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to force AJ Brown the ball. He almost threw an interception once or twice in that game.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if the quarterback has gotten fed up with all this. Even though he's been speaking the company line, I'm wondering, is he being affected by this thing about AJ not getting the football?
Yeah, so Jalen's one of the hardest players I've covered to get a read on, but would it shock me if he was annoyed by all this? Of course not.
He's like, human, right?
He's getting asked all these questions about it, right? Obviously, him and AJ don't seem to have a great relationship, so it's not like it's his friend doing this, right? Like, if a friend was doing it, you could almost be like, all right, man, like, you could talk about it in text or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know if Jalen's annoyed by it. I would just guess he would because it seems like an annoying situation to be in. But I just think on the field right now, they're just not operating at anywhere close to the level they need to operate at.
And we all agree with that.
Like,
we all agree with
that. The question is, how do you turn it around? And I think there's layers to it. Like, the offensive line, I thought, actually had good stretches last night. Brett Toth did not play well. Like, he hurt them last night.
In pass pro, they played pretty well. I thought running-wise,
I agree with that.
It didn't look good. I mean, when I went through it again, aside from those first couple of runs with Saquon, every time he ran the ball, he was getting touched behind the line of scrimmage. Now, pass protection, that's part of the when you look at Jalen's stats, they look fine from last night, right? Mm-hmm. But then you start looking at some of the completions, specifically in the second half. There's a lot of he has the ball for a long time, and that is one thing that is similar to previous years is him not doing it right away. So I think it's a few different things on there.
But all that being said, if he hits Devontae, they're only down three at that point. The defense was horrendous. So I know we don't talk about defense, or at least I don't talk about the defense.
Oh, yeah, we have,
I don't seem to talk about
it. It was terrible last night.
They were awful, right? And
they were the reason they lost last night.
Yeah, they were definitely.
In my opinion, they were the number one reason why they lost last night.
They put them in a hole early. Yeah. And this is a thing, too. There's a lot of, they're predictable on offense now, right? I think one of the reasons they become predictable is because they get put in predictable spots. First and 15, first and 20, down 10.
Third and 8,
putting themselves in situations where, of course, they have to throw the ball. Or if you're down 10, of course, you have to change how you do things. So do I think that there are tendencies in the offense that are predictable? Yeah, but I think there probably always have been. Saquon said it last night. I thought it was perfectly put. Like, we were predictable last year. Everyone knew we were running the ball. It didn't stop us because they executed better.
Yeah.
So I just think right now they are not executing. And that's not fun for people to hear because everyone loves these players, right? Mm-hmm. They won the Super Bowl last year. They are great players. They're not playing like great players right now. If you ignore last year, nobody would say anyone on this offense is top five at their position right now. None of them are playing like it.
Yeah.
So that's a hard truth to swallow, but that is what's happening with the team.
Yeah.
A weird defense thing. So Jalen Carter, the heel thing pops up in the middle of the week. And then he was on the field before the game with his agent before the game yesterday. And then they say he's out for the game. Did the agent say Jalen's not playing on this field?
I think Jalen has been hurt and he needs some time. It would not surprise me if he didn't play against the Vikings.
Okay.
I also think the turf last night did play into it. It's
that's
bad
what
turf.
They said.
Everyone that had a leg thing, just Quinion stopped playing the second he hurt his hamstring. I don't think they want people out on the field that have that have leg injuries. But no, I mean, the defense was bad, and Jalen Carter's not having a good year. Like, he'll probably still get a blank check at the end of it, but he's not having a great year.
See, I don't feel as bad. I'm encouraged still by the passing game the last two weeks.
That's what's crazy is there's been real stretches where, I mean, last night they had a sequence, 17 yards to AJ, 16 yards to Devontae, 17 to Dotson, 10 to Goddard, right in a row. Like, and when they're executing, they can still look great. And that's the hope, is that they can put it together. But, you know, to bring the Phillies back, like, you become who you are, like, in the playoffs over the regular season, and they're a sloppy team right now. Yeah. And that's my concern, is that they're going to put this together, and then come playoff time, there'll be a personal foul. There'll be a Jalen Holt. Like, these problems there, these bad habits that they're getting, I'm worried are going to stick for the whole year, and then that's what's going to hurt them.
You know what I'm most worried about? The vibes.
100%
agree. That's what I'm most worried about. I'm worried about the vibes around the offense and AJ with Jalen in this passing game. That's what's going to sink this team ultimately. You got two of the most prominent players on the team, and if there's any tension there or they're not on the same page, other people can feel it. The offense sort of suffers from it. We got a first-year coordinator under pressure to get him the ball and all this other stuff. Whereas if everybody's on the same page and everybody's pulling in the same direction, at least I know we all are trying to achieve the same thing.
Well, and then
it just doesn't feel like that to me.
There was more. So AJ, after the game, it was funny. They asked him about, I don't know who asked him about Kevin Petrullo.
That was me.
And he was glowing.
Yeah.
Kevin Petrullo is doing a great job. Blah 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 blah. Then they ask him about the meeting, the Saquon. He laughs and says, "You'll have to ask them about it." I think he just didn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But then Twitter again this afternoon from AJ, just to clear this up, there was not a meeting or a sit down. I said, I don't recall, because it got painted like there was tension and Say had to step in. That's not true. I was walking to my car, saw them, and I stopped to talk, nothing more.
So what
you got on that?
All right, so I talked to Saquon last week. Like, I think what they're pushing back on is the idea that it was a team meeting.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't think they want this painted as, and when I say they, I mean like the three of them.
As some sit down.
As some, like, they're up in room 302 on the second floor with the door shut talking. Now,
well, that's how it was painted.
That's how it was painted, right?
Yeah, so I think that's, a couple hours.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's where they're pushing back on it.
Right.
I mean, I think they all are acknowledging it happened. Now, you know, talking for a few hours outside, honestly, like, I view it almost more as a positive now. If he was actually, let's take him at his word. He was walking outside. He saw Jalen and Saquon, and he stopped and talked to them.
Yeah.
I think that's a great sign. Like, for as much as we think Jalen and AJ don't talk.
That's not a great sign, Elliot.
Well, it's a great sign given the circumstances.
Well, because the substance matters. Like, what did they talk about? Did we walk away feeling good? Did we bro hug?
I'm just happy they talked. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, but was it a productive talk? Is the whole point. If they still walked away feeling the same way, then what does it matter?
That's a good point.
It really doesn't matter. I'm not saying they don't ever speak to each other, but there is a feeling around them that they don't have to do anything other than communicate at the bare minimum.
Agreed.
Say hello. Give me the play out of the huddle, break. Like, that's the feeling I get from AJ. Like, yeah, well, yeah. Did you talk after the play? Nope. Like, are you guys doing any extra studying? Nope.
Yep.
Well, I talked to him.
Devontae, we talk in the meeting room.
Yeah. Like, it seems like it's at the bare minimum. And that doesn't, to me, foster a healthy, winning atmosphere, a culture. That's all I'm saying is that these guys are so important to the temperature that's in the room, that if they are off, everybody else feels it, even though nobody wants to say anything about it, and it shows up on the field. I don't know. Maybe he's missing Devontae. I don't know. How much work are they doing after practice? Like, how much work is getting done after practice? Extra reps, deep balls. I don't know. He missed AJ on the deep ball. Did they work on it the next 3 days? If we run this play again, just, you know what I mean? Like if you're trying to get things fixed, you're doing the extra things together to get them fixed, not just trying to basically sweep it under the rug and say, well, I don't know what y'all talking about.
Well, that's what we heard Travis Kelce say about what he and Mahomes do. If they miss it, that's the first thing.
Especially because we know they're hard workers.
Yeah.
But what I would say, too, to your vibe thing, I actually thought a great example of what the problem with the vibes are was across the sideline last night. I don't know how good Jackson Dart is. I don't know if he'll end, like, whatever. I know watching last night, he helped the vibe of the Giants last night. He, since he's gone in, has upped their play. They believe in him. He celebrates with people. He, like, there is a feeling with that Giants team I have not seen in a long time. Jalen is not doing that for the Eagles right now. And AJ is involved in that as well. Like, to me, they looked like a Super Bowl hangover team last night, playing a team that was young, hungry, motivated, fast. Like, the vibe with the team, to your point. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not totally.
And I think it starts at the top. And you saw that with Jackson Dart.
And let me make this clear. I'm not blaming either one of the guys. I'm just telling you what my observation is. I don't know who's at fault and who should initiate.
Well, blaming them together.
I'm blaming them together. Right. I'm blaming them together. Like, this is a collective thing here. We saw this in 2020. The Wentz thing.
Yeah.
Wentz, the vibe is off. Nobody, you know what I mean? I'm not saying any one of them are at the Wentz level, but the point was is that it was clear that the vibe was off with him in the locker room, and it affects everything else. That's 100%. All I'm saying. They got to get that fixed. Until they get that fixed, they're not – they may win games just on sheer talent, but being a championship team,
the scheme thing is so secondary right now to what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not happening.
All right, coming up next, we will get back into the Phils.
Elliot got me fired up.
You will hear Kyle Schwarber getting emotional last night talking about this season.
I feel you, Schwarbs.
And then what Ryan Kerkering said after the game as well. We'll also take your calls, 215-592-9494. With Elliot Shore Parks today, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
What a choice from Jack.
What is this?
It's a good song.
And the vision that was planted in my
brain. Sounds like some folk music.
Is this 232 Pac?
No, it's 330 Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. I think that is the first time we've played Simon and Garfunkel on the WIP Afternoon Show. I like Spike and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question is, do the Phillies win that series with a healthy Harrison Bader?
What do you think? Wow.
Well, it makes a big difference.
It helps.
It definitely makes a difference.
Well, I mean, just think about the first inning of game. Now, they ended up not scoring there, but think about the first inning of game three when Marsh completely misplays that ball in center field.
Yeah,
ends up
true.
Being a triple.
Yep.
You know, I think his energy helps. I think playing center field makes an enormous difference, changed the whole complexion of the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
But even we were talking about the at-bat you brought up from Bader. That kind of at-bat, they're missing. You don't get that from Marsh. Kepler, I thought, had some good at-bats, but that is a playoff at-bat
It's funny for, you know, the Mets series, the one at-bat that gets brought up a lot is Bryce's at-bat, where he had the three straight strikes. Like, the Bader at-bat, same result as the Bryce at-bat, but it just looks and feels so much different. To take those 11 pitches, it just felt like a fight, whereas with the Mets, it felt like they just went down.
Yeah. Well, and imagine that fight in the third inning. And imagine that fight. If that fight is happening the whole time, Glasnow doesn't get through the sixth inning. Maybe he only gets through the fourth inning, or maybe he only gets through the fifth inning, whatever. So this was Kyle Schwarber after the game when he was asked about the end of the season. And I don't know if you can hear it, but you can certainly see it when you're watching him talk, is that he's pretty choked up.
Yeah, I mean, it's... doesn't feel good, you know. You just make a lot of different relationships in the clubhouse, and you never know how it's going to work out, right? It's just, you just make so many personal relationships with guys, and you spend heck how many time, how much time with these guys. You know, throughout the course of a year, and they become family, and you just never know how it's going to go. But these guys all know how I feel about them. I got a lot of respect for the guys in here, our organization, the coaching staff, everyone, top to bottom. This is a premier organization, and a lot of people should feel. Very lucky that, one, that you're playing for a team that is trying to win every single year. And you have a fan base that cares. And you have ownership that cares. And you have coaches that care. You have everyone in the room that cares. And there's no other reason. We're all about winning. And it's a great thing. I think that's why it hurts just as much as any other year.
It does seem like this group was particularly close. That also sounds like a goodbye, comment. But it did seem like I did like the way they sort of all walked up to Kerkering afterwards. Even Castellanos, who it doesn't seem
has
like
no
it,
emotion.
Yeah, ran over to Kerkering afterwards and hugged him and that sort of stuff. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, no, I hope they keep Casty. I know they won't. But
No. He's gone.
I hope they do.
215-592-9.
He's clutch. He is. Say what you will about him. He had more big hits than Bryce did for like two straight years now.
Yeah.
Let's move him to first base and trade Bryce.
Well, I don't think
he could probably play first base. Bryce learned it in like a week.
Yeah. Well, 215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
I don't want to say I said it, but I did say it on Thursday or whatever it was. Listen, it's not completely.
No, I told you so.
Listen.
You guys should have a day of everyone calling who called us.
And by the way, for doing I told you so, let's look at me and Spike, okay? With the quarterback. Just everyone.
Yes. Can't help himself.
Got him.
Can't help himself.
Can you let me finish?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's not his fault. I feel really sorry for the kid. I really do. I feel like for the last three seasons he's been here, he's been put in just terrible positions. He's been put with guys on base. He's I don't know. I feel really bad. And you said it, Ike and Spike. Nobody feels worse than he does right now. But the reality of the situation is this team I don't think could really match up with the Dodgers. They played well. They played their hearts out. But if you look back on the last series against the Dodgers in the regular season, we couldn't hit their starting pitching. And that's exactly what happened during this
series.
Dude,
they couldn't hit our starting pitching.
I was going to say, they didn't hit ours either.
They couldn't hit ours either. I understand, which is what I just said. They fought hard. But it's not enough when you can't win games when you score one run in 11 innings. It's just not going to happen.
Shy.
I know they didn't either.
Shy, they had scored. Wait, hold on. They scored one run in 11 innings until Orion Kirkring threw the ball into the stands.
So you're going to blame it. You're going to blame it completely on him, is what you're saying.
No.
No, the point he's making is the Dodgers won the series the exact way you're saying the Phillies couldn't win those series. It was just a matter of a few plays.
No one's doubting that the Dodgers are a more talented team. They in their bullpen, they were throwing high-level starters that hadn't even that barely pitched. Of course, what I'm contending with you here, I'm not putting it all on Kirkring. If anything, we can go back to those top three guys. When they performed, the team won. When they didn't, they didn't. But what I'm debating you on here is you said they couldn't compete with the Dodgers. Right. They just did. I mean, they just did. We could make an argument that if Topper doesn't, you know, tell Bryson Stott to bunt, that they win that game. You make the argument last night that if Kirkring doesn't throw the ball into the stands, they win that game. They were right there with the Dodgers. That was a very hard fought series, and those teams look more even to me than anything else.
Watch the rest of these teams against the Dodgers and see what the Dodgers look like.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, where do you go from here then? I mean, I don't think they're going to fire Topper. I personally don't think they should, because they've only said
I would fire Topper.
I'm open to Bochy. He's been a regular season manager. I mean,
I'm open to that.
I'd hire Jimmy, but
you watch one TBS clip with J-Roll. Now we're bringing him in.
I think he'd be a good shakeup in the clubhouse. I think he's kind of
amazing if he's the manager for sure.
Yeah,
but also there's no way he wants to leave California.
That is the most hire Iverson to be the general manager of the Sixers thing I ever heard.
No, I think there's a difference.
How do you know if J-Roll can be a manager or even wants to be a manager?
I have no idea.
Because he broke down the wheel.
I saw him break down the bunt thing. And I honestly do think his mentality would be good for this team.
That I agree with.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he makes him a good manager.
Managing is not that hard. He can have a bunch of guys around him to make the tough decisions.
It's not about... All right.
He's just the
vibe.
This
is like your theory about you being the GM. You have a bunch of guys do all the math, right?
Well, I could be a good GM after learning.
Well... Maybe you should teach Howie. To be honest with you,
I wouldn't trade for Tank's Bigsby.
Yeah, didn't have a good
two draft picks. Two
to return kicks. The guy can't even return kicks.
Howie season.
Yeah, but I was.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Eagles, I got one Eagles point to make.
Wait, just real quick, AJ Shy. You asked what should they do? They're going to have a different right fielder. They're probably going to have a new starting pitcher up there with Painter. They're going to have
left field.
Crawford will be up there playing one of the positions.
I can say to him, no.
Yeah,
yeah.
Castellanos won't be there. Yeah. Bohm, most likely, I don't think will be there. Those are major changes. I don't think that there's anything in the starting lineup that is in stone aside from Bryce and Trey. I think everything else is on the table. And you could have a whole season of Bader. That makes a big difference, having a real center fielder out there. So I think you're not going to see the core, but I mean, what if Schwarber's not here? What if JT's not here? Those are big changes. So anyway, go ahead on the Eagles.
Well, anyway, on the Eagles, just one thing on AJ Brown. I'm so done with the shtick already. It's enough, dude. Stop acting like you're preaching what you believe in. You're a selfish, arrogant NFL player. We know what you're about. You're about yourself. You're not about the team.
I'm going to disagree.
You're not about the team.
I think
you're
not
about the team.
Yeah. So I think he's maybe not handling it the best now that he's still it's still a thing. But
thank you for the call,
I do not think AJ Brown is selfish in a negative way.
Well, I mean, he's acting selfishly.
Yeah.
Not about getting the ball, but the public stuff is...
The tweet was.
Well,
I agree.
This one was. I mean...
Well, what? This tweet?
Well,
I guess this one, it's like, why
just
double...
Just shut up.
Yeah.
I
guess
mean,
I see
talk,
that point. No, I get your point.
But he's continually...
Let it go away.
Yeah. He wants out of here, and he is going... He's not going full... You know, Antonio Brown. He's not doing that.
Thank God.
Yeah,
man.
but it is pretty clear.
Get
to
ready
me.
For Minnesota. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty clear to me. AJ Brown doesn't want to play with Jalen anymore, and he's not going to make giant waves, but he's also not going to not say anything.
He's not going to play along and keep the peace and be a teammate. And
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I agree. I also think I agree with you.
Yeah, it's just like it is what it is. He is acting in a. But now, maybe if you talk to him, he said, "Look, this is my career. I care about my future. Blah, blah, blah. It's, all that's fine." But if you're thinking about the team versus just him, the selfishness is not always. I don't think him wanting the ball is selfish.
Yeah, we almost have moved past him wanting the ball.
Yeah,
thing.
That we all agree on that. Yeah. I think it's how he's handling.
I do think there is a part of this though, just from. Being like in the scrums and down there, he does get asked so many more questions than everyone else about these things. Like, so
because
I think
he starts it.
Well, the tweet, I agree.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying the vibe of Devontae's presser and AJ's presser are very different. Now, to your point, you are right. AJ does put that on himself.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
But AJ has forced himself to walk a tightrope. And so I can see where he trips up sometimes. I just know when I see him in the locker room, everyone seems to love him. So it's hard for me.
Well, he's a good teammate.
Right, when someone's like, he's selfish, only cares about himself. That's just the limited AJ I see is not, that's not the AJ I see when I'm in the locker room.
I can respect that. And everybody I've talked to down there, he seems to be a genuine person, a good-hearted person, wants the most. But this is something he feels he's being either oppressed or held back in this offense. So now he's out of character. So you don't get the regular AJ you would get when you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is describing that AJ. That's not the AJ you're dealing with right now because he's frustrated.
I agree with that.
And the only thing I'm saying is that the whole team is frustrated. They all want to play better. They all want to win. They all do. No one else is going through. No one else on the team has this surrounding them. Mm-hmm. Like Jalen's in the middle of it because he's the quarterback, but he's not creating things by tweeting cryptic tweets and stuff of that nature. Everything everybody else is saying is either taking ownership of their own or being supportive of one another, being supportive of the coaches and saying we need to get this thing fixed.
Yeah.
That's what everybody else on the team is doing.
No, I agree. You're right.
Yeah.
And they all want to get it fixed, but they're all handling it this way.
Right.
And you got one person that seemingly is upset more than everybody else is on the team.
215-592-9494. Now, I'm a dog guy. I'm actually in the room with two other dog guys. Maybe
my dog's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Kingsley.
Thank you.
If you got a dog, if you got a cat, used to be a cat guy. Don't have a cat anymore. Rest in peace, Alabama. You have a dog or a cat, you need one place you can go to for everything. For your pet. And that is what Dogs and Cats Rule is. Everything. The lead dog, George Perini, makes sure that whether it's pet nutrition or leashes or toys or treats or supplements, whatever it is, they have all of it. I mentioned pet nutrition. Man, that's where they thrive. All top of the line stuff, but the staff there that can lead you to what the right thing is for your pet. You walk into most pet stores, you know, you ask it, maybe the person's nice there, but they don't know anything. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule knows everything. Patient, informed, friendly, all of that. 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. That's in Pennsylvania. 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Positive Kevin in Cranford, you're on WIP. What's up, Positive Kevin?
Not positive right now.
Oh.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Sorry, Positive Kevin.
I owe you, Spike, and Jack a big apology because you guys were all right about Jalen Hurts. He's not an elite quarterback. He's not top 5. He's just an average quarterback. And I can't believe I'm saying this too, but that legal pad that ESP carries around during training camp is right. I mean,
what was this year
that,
and last year?
Look at
how Jalen
he won the Super Bowl MVP.
But that was a fluke, in my opinion.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Positive Kevin. Sorry.
But let's look at yesterday's game. Right, he misses a total wide open Devontae Smith, total wide open, and then on that interception, he's not even reading the defense. He's staring down Jahan Dotson while A.J. Brown is running across the field with no safety up top in the end zone, and he throws the interception.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You cannot tell me this guy's elite.
So,
he's just an average quarterback.
He's an elite winner.
But here's why I think you're wrong, right? If you want to try to get back on the right side of this.
Yeah.
Like, the two things you just described are very out of character for him. He is an accurate deep ball thrower, and he doesn't turn the ball over. So the two mistakes he made in that game yesterday were bad, and he's playing poorly. Those are not things he does all the time. What he does all the time
is inaccurate deep balls in Denver.
Yeah, agreed.
Too,
like against Denver. This few weeks, okay. He's not playing well. I agree. But I also think it shouldn't be with Jalen. Every time he has three or four bad games, everyone's like, well, never mind. He actually is an elite. Like, quarterbacks have stretches where they don't play well. Bryce has had a stretch where he doesn't play well. Joel sometimes has stretches. Like, Jalen's resume is not getting torn up because of a few games.
Elite quarterbacks don't have four bad games in a row.
Oh, I guarantee you I could find any elite quarterback that's had four bad games in a row.
Four?
Yeah, four. You're talking about it like it's 12.
Could you find an elite quarterback?
Well, what's considered bad game?
Well, how about this? Could you find another elite quarterback who 1 year was 29th in passing yards and 30th in sack rate, and then the next year was 30th in passing yards and 30th in sack rate?
That's going
could
to be
you find
hard
an elite
passing
quarterback?
Yards, yeah, you're probably right. I probably could not.
At sack rate?
No.
There's no chance.
No.
Yeah, you're better with that stat than I am.
Okay.
So you would have a better read on where the top guys rank. He's not good at it, though.
I thought we settled.
Let's chill on elite.
I thought we settled on him being elite because he's an elite winner. That's what he is.
Yeah, he's elite because of his resume.
Yes. Isn't that
but
why we put him in the top
He has a
five?
Big part of his resume,
yes.
too, though.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but I thought that's what we settled at.
I'm just saying when Positive
That's
Kevin's like Spike
that.
And Jack were
Thank
correct.
The call,
like they have
yeah,
not,
like,
they have
yeah,
not
like
been proven correct.
Well, yeah, the Eagles finished
not
13,
to make you guys anti Jalen, but like
would never. Then what are you gonna say?
How about this?
13. All,
I am not gonna say anybody was proven anything. What I will say is there are at least signs that I was not crazy. That's
I agree with that.
That I wasn't crazy. And Jack and I have slightly different You know,
you're taking your victory lap right
no.
now. Yeah,
he says he's worse than I say he is. We are not on the same exact plane. All I'm saying is,
yes,
I'm not saying I'm proven right. Nothing, even though Baker
well,
Mayfield.
You didn't have him at seven. You had him at seven.
Yeah, even though
seven,
Baker
right?
Mayfield
yeah.
is the favorite
yeah,
to win MVP
good about
right
Baker.
Now. I'm just saying, maybe I wasn't crazy the way right. that. And I mentioned Howie. First of all, Super Bowl hangover for sure. But this stinks of a team from players to the general manager who are smelling themselves a little bit, who thought they were maybe smarter than trading two draft picks for Tank Bigsby to run back kicks, and the guy had never run back kicks consistently and can't even catch the ball, is somebody thinking they're a little smarter than everybody else. Not re-signing Mekhi Becton for $8 million, who was obviously great here, and letting Isaiah Rodgers go because of who they had in the building, because you think you can just grow somebody else. That is smelling yourself a little bit. Not getting anybody on the edge because you think Jalix Hunt is a starting edge on a Super Bowl team when the number one guy is Nolan Smith, who is hurt a lot as well. Mm-hmm. That is smelling yourself a little bit. Hiring Kevin Petullo from in the building without interviewing one offensive coordinator, one other candidate from outside the building, is thinking you're smarter than everybody else. And maybe this season will teach them all a little bit of a lesson to be a little bit more humble, that maybe you're wrong sometimes. Well, not interviewing an offensive coordinator is a bad, not even saying what Kevin Petullo is or isn't. They should have interviewed somebody.
Yeah, but if you want to hire him, what difference does it make?
Maybe you talk to somebody that you think is great, that you do hire.
They were never going to do that. Nick wanted his guy to be there.
Well,
now, you could say they could have did a courtesy interview or what have you, but they still want to go to – they were going to go back to Petullo as the offensive coordinator. Now, we could say it's wrong, but
that's
Nick's decision. That's – he won the Super Bowl. He gets to decide. He earned that right to be – to name his OC.
And the two things.
Now, the Tank Bigsby thing.
It's a bad trade. Like, it's not working out. It is what it is, right?
I don't know about that one.
I would say two things. One, you know, for as great as Howie is, he has not had, like, a bunch of years – where I think they've only won back-to-back playoff games one time since Ike's teams, 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Right?
Oh,
so they're not a team.
Right.
While also.
They made it to the playoffs back-to-back, like, but winning an actual playoff game. Yeah,
since 2000, even if you exclude your years.
It's only the Super Bowl year and the year after.
And then
right?
the fluky one at the end, if we're being real, right? So they have not been a team that's constantly made deep playoff runs since Ike's teams.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I agree with you, like, the Isaiah Rodgers thing, the Becton thing, those were mistakes. Like Isaiah Rodgers, you spend 2 years developing the guy, and now it's time to finally cash in on it. And he didn't make a lot of money. I mean, you signed him when he couldn't even play in the league. And
you spent for 2 years, $8 million.
Right, and then you developed him all last year. So I think they bet on Keeley. Obviously, that's not working out right now. So I think that was a mistake by them for sure.
Yeah, it just...
Yeah.
There's a reason that teams, we've said this 100 times, don't regularly win two straight Super Bowls.
The Petullo thing, and this is jumping ahead, but it's going to be a little like the Topper thing, where if this season plays out like this, you know, let's say they make the playoffs and they win one game, or let's say it tanks, right? Like, firing Petullo is not going to be easy. Like, that is not like a firing Brian Johnson.
I agree.
That is Sirianni's guy.
Yes.
And not to mention, all we hear is they switch coordinators all the time. So, like, there is an argument for, hey, you know what? Like, this is his first year on the job. Let's give him year two. But if it's ugly, it's like, heads are going to have to roll. Like, it's the Eagles. Like, they can't go 7 and whatever.
I tell you what could change that or halt that is if he has support within the building.
Yeah. And I think
players.
He does, but I just think publicly.
Just on the players. Well, the Eagles can't be reacting because the public says do something. They wanted to fire Nick after 2023.
No, it's true.
Yeah, they wanted to fire him after 2023. They didn't. They won the Super Bowl the next year.
Week five last year.
But do you think Brian Johnson?
Yes, week five last
week
year.
Week 6. Yeah.
Do you think Brian Johnson, though, was like a someone's got to go situation?
I think there were some inner working issues there with Brian Johnson.
That you don't think are there with Petullo?
No.
Okay.
No, because I think Petullo is Nick Sirianni's guy. Brian Johnson wasn't.
Right.
I will say the arm bar they do does drive me up a wall. The little after their stupid little shovel pass.
I like that.
Dude,
right?
At this point, they should take anybody celebrating together that they can get.
They can't pick and choose vibes.
Yeah, they want to do that little thing. Like, go for it.
But we got him again. Is they do a little underhand pass to Goddard on the freaking cute play.
The shovel. Oh. I'm so done with the shovel pass.
What? The shovel pass. How about 4 straight tush pushes?
Yeah, that was actually kind of
fun. Well, that's what it'll get it banned. By the way,
yeah.
Prime time 4 times in a row.
Yeah.
Greenberg had him. Yeah, he wasn't happy about the 4 straight tush pushes today, Greeny.
Well, and even the Gene Reed Blankenship podcast. Don't do podcasts during the. You're a second year guy. You're a guy on a minimum contract. God bless
See,
you both.
What
that's what happens.
Well, this is what happens.
You podcast
be doing a podcast during the friggin' season. Grow up.
I agree.
Take a page out of podcast.
This is why you shouldn't be doing a podcast.
Yeah. Both of you, wait till you're on your second contract before you're doing a podcast, for Christ's sake.
Anyway, well, did you see the...
What are y'all talking about anyway?
Yes!
Did the Giants tweet it last night? It was Jackson Dart and Scadabo.
Yeah,
and it's exciting whites.
Yes, yeah. I saw that, yeah.
Dude, Scadabo looks like the dumbest human being to ever walk the face of the earth.
But he would be the most popular Eagle.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. If he was an Eagle,
oh, yeah.
Him and DeGene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, 150 yards rushing to that offense is such a red flag of how they got pushed around.
And seriously, we didn't have time. But the defense was atrocious last night.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, he was throwing.
I love Zach Bond. Zach Bond literally got thrown twice by Scadabo.
It's interesting how when the defense struggles,
Scadabo.
When the defense struggles, it's the players.
It's pronounced Boo. Yeah, sorry.
Nah,
well, I damn sure I'm gonna get it right. It's Scadabo.
Well, it's Scadabo.
Are you sure?
You went to Syracuse, huh?
It's not Scadabo.
It is spelled Scadabo. It is pronounced Scadabo.
Well, that's dumb. Why could something be spelled one way but pronounced another?
I don't know. You have a hyphen in your last name.
But it's very,
we all have weird.
It's very,
you know,
clear how mine is pronounced. Shore Parks.
Ellie's like, that's dumb.
Yeah. It's spelled this way but pronounced another. Well, how am I supposed to know that?
Well,
it's spelled
I just
one
told
way.
You. It's
just like a secret
guy.
That it's Scadabo?
It's not even
it's like
a
an inside joke.
Everybody
like it's spelled Scadabo. You usually go up to everybody like, my name's spelled this way, but it's really that.
Wait, and by the way, it's got a boo at an O. You should add an O in the end.
All right.
Yeah, good. Well, that's the other thing. Spell it phonetically.
All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Please listen to last night's post-game pod. It is one of my favorite podcasts of all time.
A lot of intensity.
Fired up, James.
You know what? It reminded me of a podcast that I have done after crushing Sixers losses. With Mike. And Mike is mad at the Sixers but took it out on me.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't shut up. And I'm you let me talk! Yeah, it was... And James's face is so close to the camera.
Oh, and it's shaking.
Look,
James really cares. You could tell.
And the Phillies had lost, and he had to get up at 3 in the morning.
Oh, it was a tough nightmare.
Oh, man, it was such a good pod. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Coming up next, Jaws joins us. Your calls on the Phils and Eagles as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.